We humans have long been intrigued by the idea of artificial intelligence and where it might take us. Remember HAL in Stanley Kubrick's classic film 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Hello, HAL, do you read me? Do you read me, HAL?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, that didn't work out so well.
I think half our staff wants to say that to us sometimes. I'm sorry, Anthony. I can't do that. But anyway, what about just last year when the computer Watson dominated his flesh and blood opponents on Jeopardy? That did work out a bit better and nobody got hurt.
True. And next week, audiences in Cambridge will meet a new AI character, the Steam Brain, in a new sci-fi musical. It's called Futurity, created by a Brooklyn rock band set during the Civil War. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped by a rehearsal to meet the brain and its creators.
The Steam Brain is a character and a concept in Futurity's story, but on stage, it's a crazy-looking Franken drum set. Eric Farber, percussionist for the Brooklyn band called The Lisps, built the brain using vintage industrial tools and spare parts.
This is an excerpt of my drum part from the song Made Out of Wood, which is the song where Julian Monroe, the Civil War soldier who's devised the idea of building a mechanized intelligence that could end the war, and Ada Lovelace, his partner in crime, they're really kind of working out the details of what the machine will be made of and how to build a machine that could actually accomplish the task.
Building the sound of that machine became Farber's task about 4 years ago. That's when his bandmate, Cesar Alvarez, began percolating ideas for this sci-fi musical.
Cesar started writing some songs that he wanted some sounds that I just didn't have. He would say, you know, I got this idea for this song, but I kind of want a beat that's like... And I was like, I don't have any of those sounds on my drum set. And I started going to junk shops and flea markets and side of the road, alleyways, dumpsters, wherever I could find something that I thought I could weave into a song.
Farber ended up finding a lot of old, potentially noisy things, like some big metal film reels.
And I like to spin them.
A half dozen long, bright red crop thresher teeth hang in a bunch like wind chimes.
It's got kind of this beautiful sound when they hit each other, but they also just sound great with knitting needles.
There are rusty flywheels from textile factories. A beat-up tractor seat becomes musical with an old meat grinder handle. As Farber's bandmate Cesar Alvarez watched the machine grow, he says its look helped them come up with its name.
The Steam Brain.
Not only does it evoke the ideas of the time period using the concept of steam, but it rhymes with so many great things, which works really well for this piece. Steam Brain is the chance for the dance of the land.
Steam Brain is a chance for the dance of the land, loving friends of the man made. It's the first name on a tag that you need for the breed and the cause of your mainframe.
And of course, train, which is the preeminent and defining technology of the Civil War in a way. It's what made the Civil War such a brutal war, because it enabled the mass transport of both humanity and of the implements of war.
The Steam Brain is an implement of peace in the play, an intelligent technology that could solve all of humanity's problems, kind of like iPods and the internet, right?
Science fiction is really about where we are right now. Always it's been about that rather than being about really the future. The Steam Brain totally is in that tradition.
In the production, Civil War soldiers end up playing parts of the Steam Brain that spread around the room. Drummer Eric Farber loves that aspect of the show.
There's some inherent functionality that remains in decaying objects of technology, in old industrial pieces that are sitting in backyards and sitting in old warehouses that were once the height of fashion and these amazing technological objects and are now just obsolete and rusty. And there's functionality left in those that can be harnessed and repurposed somehow.
Farber seems to have the repurposing part figured out, and he calls Futurity an evolving experiment with changes to the script, the songs, even the Steam Brain instrument.
A lot of these things break. You hit something with a drumstick enough times, it's going to die. So you got to find new stuff. Wow, this might have just broken. Yeah, see, some things break.
Hopefully that won't happen next week when Eric Farber, the Steam Brain, and the rest of the cast take the stage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Made out of wood, 80 feet tall, hands and wheels and very low bar. Made out of steel, 100 yards around, lots of grains in the sky and the crown body.
Practically standing still now. It's printing out solutions. It's managed to assimilate all human knowledge in a matter of minutes. It's working perfectly.
Futurity premieres at the American Repertory Theater's Club Oberon next Thursday, March 16th, and runs through April 15th. You can check out a slideshow of Andrea's pictures of the Steam Brain at radioboston.org.
And Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Get out of the way!